This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There is word today that a candy company may be getting out of the diet business. The Swiss food conglomerate Nestle is rumored to be interested in selling the weight loss company Jenny Craig. Nothing has been confirmed, but Nestle did say last week it has plans to dump some of its underperforming businesses. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler looks at the belt tightening in the diet industry.
Jenny Craig got rave testimonials from celebrities like Valerie Bertinelli.
I wouldn't be enjoying my life had I not gone to that Jenny Craig Center 5 years ago.
But industry analysts like Aaron Lash at Morningstar say Americans are turning to Jenny Craig less and less.
Jenny Craig has been a business that has had a tough go over the last few years, and so the rumors aren't all that surprising.
Sales at Jenny Craig have been declining for the past 3 years in a row, according to John LaRosa, who tracks the diet market for Market Data Enterprises.
You have to buy their company brand of food, which costs $400 a month. And in this economy, dieters just don't have that kind of money to spend on a weight loss program anymore.
In fact, LaRosa describes the company's business model this way.
Jenny Craig is basically a food company. 90% of their revenues come from their company brand of food.
Consumers are spending less on expensive diet foods and spending more on technologies like Jawbone and Fitbit. Those monitor people's bodies with electronics so people like my colleague Megan Ubelacker can track their weight loss minute by minute.
So far today, I have walked 6,589 steps. I have burned 1,393 calories and walked 2.81 miles.
Also, a bunch of new websites offer diet guidance for cheap or free. LaRosa says 85% of dieters now prefer to lose weight on a do-it-yourself program, trying to trim their waistbands without cutting into their wallets. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.